The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and give them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Chavari Gaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
I got a message, an email message from an Italian brother, and he was asking me about the lake of fire. What is the lake of fire all about? You could see that he was expressing a common fear that is in the hearts of men, particularly those who are in the religious bondages associated with religion. You know, Italy is a very religious country. It's a country with a long history of religion, and the people generally have, I'm talking of generally, there's little awareness of the spiritual things that pertain to God's kingdom. There are pockets of people who have truth, who know truth, like there will always be, but generally speaking, in this part of the world, people are generally religious. So this brother asked me about the lake of fire, what it's all about. And I tried to explain to him that God Himself is a consuming fire, not that God is a God that seeks to destroy any man, seeks to punish any man, seeks to repay any man for the evil he has done. God does not do anything to any man. God is love. God is a presence. God is love, pure, undiluted love. And that love will win or have the victory over this world. So God Himself is like light, and when light appears, that which is darkness disappears. Praise God. So when you hear the things like the lake of fire, like we see in the book of Revelations, it speaks about the white throne judgment, which is actually the unveiling of the invisible God. It is actually the unveiling of the living God before men. And as He's unveiled and men behold Him through the spiritual perception, because God cannot be perceived physically, naturally, it's impossible, but you can perceive him spiritually as the words of truth bring an awakening in you. You become aware of that invisible presence that fills on all. Praise God. And as you become more aware of these things, there's a dissolving of the lie. The lie is anything that does not agree with God. Anything that does not agree with him that sits upon the throne is a lie. Praise God. This world as we know it today is founded on the lie. See, what is the lie? The lie is that which denies the truth. And Jesus Christ says, I'm the truth. Jesus Christ represents the true creation of God, who is in God the Father. See, Jesus Christ is not separated from God, is not apart from God, but in God. So you can see that Jesus Christ appearing upon this realm is actually a manifestation of God in the physical realm, and that is the truth from God's perspective. Praise God, we have to understand these terms, understand the mind of God. The earth and the fullness thereof, like we read in Psalms 24, is the Lord's. The earth and the fullness thereof, everything that is in it is the Lord's. Everything underneath the sea, upon the earth, everything in the skies, in the seas, everything is the Lord's. Praise God. When John the Apostle saw an angel descending from heaven in the book of Revelations, John saw that the angel swore by him that created everything, all the elements of this world, everything underneath the sea, upon the earth, everything. See, that angel represents the messenger of God who has ascended in consciousness into realizing that the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. Besides the Lord, there is no other. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So when the revelation of the deep things of God come into view, God is revealed, God is manifested. Everything that is not agreeable with God is dissolved in the lake of fire. Praise God. Some people can be in the lake of fire, or rather experience the burning effects of the lake of fire. 100 years, 1,000 years, 550 years. It's simply a dissolving of everything that is not in agreement with God. Anything that is not in God, and it's not that God does anything. See, it's the truth that does the work as you hear it. Praise God, hallelujah. When people begin to come before the truth, when they hear the revelation truth, some try to run away, some try to get away from God, and you know, they call upon the rocks to fall upon them. They want to be hidden from the one that sits upon the throne. But you will discover, or they will discover eventually, that there's no way you can get away from God's presence. If you make your bed in hell, you open your eyes, you see that he's there. Try to descend or get anywhere far away from God, you will know that God is always present. Once you have known the truth, you can never get away from the truth, but agree with the truth. Praise God. Now, we've heard God is love, God is, but we must understand that the revelation of God's love and presence upon the earth is not exactly pleasurable to those that are contentious of the truth. Meaning those that cling on to the lie cannot enjoy the benefits of God's presence. Rather, they go through the torments associated with the lake of fire. It is tormenting for those who continue or who try to rebel by continuing in the lie. What is the lie? The lie, when you walk in the flesh, denying the Lord, the Spirit, who is in us all, through us all, and all of that, when you deny that one, you walk in the lie. Praise God. It is synonymous with, you know, receiving the mark of the beast or worshipping the beast, because the beast represents the carnal reasoning of the man of this age who is ignorant of the things of God. The beast is the terrestrial man who is ignorant of the invisible presence that fills all in all. Praise God. And that man must go for us to see life. To live, that man of the earth, the beastly creature, must go. There must be a constant awakening and an ascension into the spiritual. See, when we go higher, spiritually speaking, we become more conscious of that eternal presence that fills on the all. Now, this is why Jesus Christ had to go up with the disciples. He had to go up with the disciples to that high mountain apart, far away from the distractions of this world, from the realm of men, into that dimension where you are consciously aware of that presence. You are constantly aware of that union, that fellowship that is hidden God. You are constantly aware of the love of God. Praise God. You are constantly aware of the bliss and the beauty associated with the life of God, with the house of God, and everything that with God. See, when the disciples were upon the mountain, they wanted to tabernacle there. They asked, you know, why don't we remain here? Why? Because they had a glimpse of the presence, of the beauty, the majesty, the unfathomable, you know, pleasures associated with the presence of God. Hallelujah. And they wanted to remain there. Praise God. So we have to attain, go higher. And when we go higher, we can only see that which they saw, the glory of God covering the earth as the water covered the sea. Praise God. So lake of fire has got to do with dissolving the lie. And it's actually, you know, torment. It's torment. So you can't have rest when you don't agree with God. You can't find peace when you don't agree with God. See it. There is, you know, how do I put it? It's tormenting to the unbeliever. Praise God. That's why you see when Jesus Christ appeared several times, the demons would scream out and they were tormented at the presence of Jesus, because Jesus actually was unveiling the invisible throne of God, the invisible presence of God. He was unveiling God to the creation, and it's always torment for those who dwell upon the earth. See it. You can imagine the sleepless nights Jesus Christ would have given, you know, the scribes and the Pharisees. You can imagine the sleepless nights, you know, he must have given those demons that operated in the days of his flesh. See, the torment that, you know, he must have given to Herod and all the people he came across, you know, he came across with, including the high priest. See, they would never find rest anymore until they humbly accept the precious words that Jesus Christ gave. Never. Praise God. So there is judgment associated with the unveiling of God's presence. Judgment against every ungodly thing. Ungodly does not mean not drinking beer, does not mean not smoking cigarette. See, does not mean anything like that. To be ungodly is simply to walk in ignorance. To be ungodly is to walk in the flesh. See, to be ungodly is to walk outside of that original design, that original thing that God has revealed to us in Christ Jesus. Praise God, that is ungodliness. Hallelujah. The Son of God is the one that is holy, is the one that is true. He's the one that is the true witness of God's creation. And that is the one that is known of God. That is the Holy One of God. That is the one that is godly. It's God's creature. See, you cannot be godly by trying to act godly. You can't be godly by trying to put on a scarf or trying to have skirts reaching down to your ankle. So we're not trying to say you necessarily have to walk naked, but your godliness cannot come by your conduct as a man or by acting or something, but rather godliness comes by attaining to the place of truth, recognizing truth and walking in truth. Praise God, hallelujah. Now I'm going to read quickly from the book of Revelation chapter 14. Power over fire. This is what the message is all about. Even as the Lord appears, He gives us power over fire. Praise God. He gives His saints power over fire. What does He mean, power over fire? Power over fire so that they are not affected, they are not touched by the wrath, the effect, the tormenting effects of, the judgment, the lake of fire, as it consumes the earth. Praise God. Why some people are rolling on your bed, on their beds, and are tormented? See, go through unspeakable things as a result of the unveiling of God. There is a people who are kept in perfect peace and in perfect harmony. Hallelujah. It is written in Isaiah, who can dwell with a burning fire? Who can dwell with a flame of fire? Who can dwell? See, there is a people that God has ordained, and these are the people who walk in truth. These ones can escape the effects of the lake of fire as God is unveiled upon the earth today. These ones will not be touched. See, Jesus Christ says that not even one hair upon their head will be burnt, will be touched. Now, why did Jesus Christ use the hair? Because the hair is the first thing that gets consumed when you come in contact with fire. See, but those who are watchful, Jesus Christ says, to His disciples, Jesus Christ says, whatever you've heard in the darkness, so whatever you heard in your houses, speak on the housetops, speak it in light. He's saying that the things that you have heard in your humanity, in your carnal, self, in your carnal reasoning, speak it in the light. See, confess it in the light. Speak it in the light, and it assures you that Don't fear those that can kill the body, but can do nothing, but fear rather him that can, you know, kill both body and soul in hell. Praise God. And Jesus Christ assures that not one strand of their hair will be consumed, will be touched. Meaning there is a people that are ascending spiritually as they hear the scent of the Spirit. A people who are ascending spiritually who cannot be touched by the burning effects of the lake of fire. We can call it the judgmental effect of the lake of fire. These ones themselves become the, you know, the burning flames of God, bringing judgment upon the earth. Praise God. So it's a very interesting thing. It's either you're for me or you're against me. When a man decides to walk with the Lord, he automatically becomes, you know, a source of judgment upon the earth. Because you now begin to reveal God upon the earth exactly the way Jesus Christ did when he was here upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to quickly read Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach upon them that dwell upon the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is what is come, and worship him that made heaven, earth, sea, and the fountains of waters. Praise God. So we can see this angel flying. So these are messengers of God who have the message of the kingdom, the message of the truth, preaching up to the inhabitants of the earth. The inhabitants of the earth, those that dwell upon the earth, with, you know, the tongues and the nations and all of that, these are the people who are dispersed upon the earth, you know, in the great transgression. In the transgression, you have nations upon the earth. These are those who walk according to the flesh. This is the world. See, those who are ignorant of God's kingdom, ignorant of the things that pertain to God, and now here comes the messenger preaching the gospel to them, see, revealing the mystery of the Christ, revealing to them the mystery of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. These messengers preach only the mystery of God's kingdom to those who dwell upon the earth, telling them to ascend back into Christ, telling them to ascend back into the, you know, into God's kingdom. See, when he says, fear God and give glory to him, see, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that creates the heaven, the earth and the sea, and the fountains of living waters. He's not trying to tell you to go to a church and start crying and looking up to the sky. See, you can only worship God in spirit and in truth. You can only worship God by allowing the guardians of the spirit lead you back unto itself. You worship God in the spirit. See, the worshiper that the Father desires are those who worship in spirit and in truth. See, walking in the truth, walking in God's kingdom, walking in the light as he is in the light. Praise God. This is what God desires. See, this is what God desires, that every man rediscover his true state. Every man ascend from the ignorance of carnality back into the eternal presence or into the eternal spirit of God. Give glory. You worship God by ascending God's holy hill and standing upon Zion. See, you worship God by, you know, walking in truth, walking in the Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And let's go down to verse 8, Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Hallelujah, praise God. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of God. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Praise God. Of course, all these are spiritual signs. Praise God. All the nations upon the earth, the tribes upon the earth, actually are influenced by that harlot called Babylon. Babylon is, you see, it's a spiritual mode for identifying the world. The world represents Babylon. See it. In the later chapter in the book of Revelations, when John saw the great harlot called Babylon, the great harlot with whom the kings of the earth had committed fornication, see, and he heard a voice saying, come out of her, my people. John observed that she was in a desert place, sitting upon the earth. Now, those people upon the earth are all the systems of men, the systems of religion, everything that you can think of man, all belong to Babylon. Praise God. And as God is unveiled through his messengers in this hour, because you can only see God, God is unveiled only as his message comes forth in this hour. Hallelujah. That is how God is unveiled. As his message comes forth in this hour, as you begin to hear truth from his throne, it unveils the invisible God. Hallelujah. God is also unveiled in his messengers who have married themselves to the cause of the gospel. God is unveiled through them. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So what happens? He preaches to them, and he says the hour of judgment has come. And that hour of judgment is right now, not tomorrow, as you hear the message. Praise God. Those who receive the mark. Now, it's very good to observe what he's saying here. It says those who receive the mark. Praise God. Those who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark. Well, he's talking of something about present continuous time. See, when you begin to hear the message of truth, God expects that you leave aside the ungodliness of this world to unite with the Christ. This is the will of God. Hallelujah. Receiving the mark of the beast is a confirmation to the terrestrial. Like I've always said in my other messages, the beast is the serpent. It is the carnal serpent. The serpent represents the terrestrial, the carnal. And like we can see, it is devilish. No matter how we try to make it look beautiful outside, how we try to polish it and present it, it is devilish, unclean, ungodly. See it. It is not of God. That is the terrestrial, the carnal. The materially minded mind that is not able to discern the invisible things of God. So he says, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to the terrestrial. Do not receive the beast, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast. Do not worship the beast. See, worship of the beast is simply a conformation to the image. Hallelujah. See, in our humanity as men, we are nothing but beasts. All with the imprint of the mark of the beast, in the name of the beast and whatsoever. See, and this is, Babylon is become a cage of all evil spirits and all devils and all of that. And that is the world. Those that walk in the flesh, ignorant of God. Now that's why we have all kind of suppression and oppression and wickedness, spiritual wickedness that litter this atmosphere today, is because people are unaware of the truth. Because people receive the mark of the beast. People are worshipping the beast. But it says here that those that continue in this, as they hear the gospel from above, they will be what? Tormented day and night without end. As long as they receive that mark of the beast. Praise God. It's important we understand the steps. When you decide to leave aside that which is unreal, that which is untrue, and to begin to walk in the spirit, then you don't fall into this category of those who are tormented day and night. You not fall into the category of the holy angels of God. Do you know that we are angels, that we are messengers? Oh, praise God. We are the holy angels of God that actually bring judgment to this world. See, we are the ones clothed in light garments. And we are the ones that appear with Christ as he appears. And we are the ones that judge the ungodly, everything that is ungodly, the murmurers, the boastful, those who speak swelling words, those who speak against the Lord, those who deny the Lord of glory. We are the ones who bring judgment upon the earth, because we have aligned with the Lord. We are the manifestation of God upon the earth. And anything that comes before our presence is destroyed, dissolved by the power, by the revelation light, the brightness of his coming. And that is the lake of fire. See, it simply dissolves anything that is a lie. And when you want to be rebellious and continue, you only suffer for nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see we have two categories of people. You have the holy angels of God. See it in the letter to the church in Sardis, which is the fifth trumpet, where the Lord calls on the church to be watchful, watchfulness, watchful, to be watchful. And you know, he says that for those who overcome, I will give them that garment, those garments of white. These are light garments. And they shall appear with the Lord as he appears. This one shall have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. In the Lamb's book of life. These holy angels have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. Angels are not winged creatures. Angels are spirit. Angels are messengers of God, servants of God, whose only will, whose only, you know, pleasure is to do the will of God. They have no life of their own. They've lost everything in this world, and they live only on account of the glory of God. Those are angels. These are messengers of God. Hallelujah. Paul was an angel of God. Jesus was an angel of God. These are messengers of God that actually manifest judgment of God upon the earth. Over these ones, there's no such thing as burning or torment. Praise God. These ones have power over fire. These are the ones that dwell with the eternal flame, which is the Lord Himself. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Power over fire to find peace and harmony and bliss. Sit far away from fear of judgment, far away from the torments associated with God's presence as it consumes the ungodly. Every man must rediscover himself back in Christ, meaning that you must have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Fire. This whole system, this whole world, is destined to be dissolved by fire. Don't expect to see anything physically happening, any manifestation naturally, because you will not see it. Hallelujah. I have seen the lake of fire. I have passed through the lake of fire. I know everything about it. And I tell you, I don't need anybody to preach to me about it, because these are things I know personally. Praise God. These are things I know personally. I've been through all of these things. I know everything that I'm preaching about. Praise God. The lake of fire is an unseen fire that goes on consuming and chipping away everything that is ungodly, everything that is carnal, everything that is a lie and is a man. And you can never observe these things naturally. People are out there expecting some day when something will happen and the whole world becomes good, the whole world is God conscious and everybody is... Look, you do not wait for that to happen. It is happening right now. It's a present and continuous activity. Even from the days of Jesus, the lake of fire was already present, kindled, dissolving the lie that represents man. Praise God, it's a silent fire, silent flame. See, the voice of God, the things of God, they are not seen. You don't have to see them manifest. Even Jesus was Christ, the one who made the earth, the one who the whole world says they are waiting for, was present here in the flesh, and they could not recognize him. And people to this very day do not realize that Jesus Christ appears again and again and again through his messengers, but they are still waiting for something to happen. Praise God. Peter in his letter, speaks about, the dissolving of the elements of this present age. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be what? Burnt up. And seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holiness, holy conversation, and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for new heavens, new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. A new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But this first heavens and this first earth has to be dissolved. It passes away as God's truth is unveiled. Because God's order is unveiled. Everything that is God is like light, dissolving everything that has got to do with mortality. Upon the earth you have families, you have names, you have all that is dissolved by the fire of God as God's truth is revealed. We all become one. We realize there's only one. There's one God in us all, through us all, above us all. There's only one. The glory of God fills the earth as the water covers the sea. Everything that is man, all our reasons, all our systems, everything according to man is dissolved as God's presence is unveiled through his messengers in these days. Hallelujah. A dissolving of the old heavens and the new old earth, that is Babylon. A dissolving of that which is earthly, that which is of the earth, that which is natural, everything is dissolved. Praise God. And the intention for God is to save us from the torments associated with the eternal judgment of God, which we call the lake of fire. It's tormenting. God is love, and God does not torment anybody. But the soul that transgresses cannot find rest. You cannot find rest anymore until you agree with the Lord. Praise God. See, our every man's prayer should be that he is found in him without spot. See, ascend into that pure consciousness of the Son of God. Ascend back into God. Hallelujah. Ascend back into the consciousness of the Son. See, he that has the Father has the Son. Hallelujah. And he that has the Son has the Father. If you have the secret of the Son of God in you, and you are awake to this reality, you have God. And you are in God, because the Son is in the Father. They are one thing. Hallelujah. We all came out of that one source, and we are that one thing. The systems of the world talks of black man, white man, you know, this language, this tribe, this belief, that church, this church. There's no such thing in God's kingdom. These are the tribes upon the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. There's male, there's female, there's this and that. And for this, there's spiritual wickedness and all that kind of stuff. But in this pure consciousness of the Christ, this new age, this new heavens and new earth, there's only one. And that is the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, go back to the book of Revelation chapter 14. I don't want to show you something. Hallelujah. Go to Revelation chapter 14 verse 18. And another angel came from the altar which had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, "Trust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. I don't want to read too much here. I just wanted to point out there, this angel that appeared having power over fire. All these things, they are written in the Bible, not just, they are deliberately written so that we can understand the will of God for all of us. Angel having power over fire. Who is that angel having power over fire? The Bible says he came out of what? An altar. He came out from the what? The altar, this angel, having power over fire. All these things are there, graphical details for us to understand. The secret of this angel having the power over fire. That means having power over the judgmental fire of God. The fire of God cannot consume him. So that same fire of, you know God's presence appeared to the children of Israel as a consuming fire upon Mount Sinai, but to Moses he appeared as a cloud, and you could see Moses walking to the cloud. So you see, there is a people who can get to a place where they cannot be harmed or tormented by that fire of God. God is a consuming fire, but like I said, that consuming fire only consumes that which is not agreeable with it. But we who are sending Christ are one with God. a consuming fire. So this angel comes out of an altar. What does this signify? Why did the angel come out of an altar? An altar talks of a place of sacrifice. So God is trying to reveal that these are people who have laid down their lives on the altar, laid down their lives unto God. Praise God. When you've laid down your life to live solely on account of the name of God, then you begin to possess power over fire. You can't have power over fire as a man, as a mortal man, as a creature independent of God. You cannot have power over fire. You can only have power over fire when you lay down your life to pick up that life, which is the true life, the life of the Son. Oh, hallelujah. God today is giving us power over fire so that we can escape the judgment of this world. If you listen to the messages to the churches in the book of Revelation, it speaks about the second death. It speaks about the judgment, the trials for those who are dwelling upon the earth. God is giving us escape today if we can allow the Spirit lead us back into Christ by letting go of our own lives as men. Because that life as carnal creatures, mortal beings with some sensation of life of our own upon the earth, is dissolved as we come in contact with the truth. But we have the power today, we who allow ourselves to lay down our lives upon the altar. Praise God. Like Abraham, who laid his, symbolically laid his child on the altar. Every man must do the same thing. Lay down our old life as men, as creatures born of women and all that kind of stuff. Lay down that life and awaken to the life of the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the story of the three Hebrew men in the time of Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so these are people who refused to bend to the system of that day. They refused to worship the idols that were erected by men. See, that idol that they erected represents the idols of men. They refused to worship that idol, and as a result, they were cast into a furnace, a kind of lake of fire. They were cast into burning fire. The fire was so hot that it even consumed some of the people who tried to throw them in. It was very hot, extremely hot, elevated temperatures, so that it could destroy these three servants of God who had stood their ground not to worship that image. Praise God. And when they were cast in there, the king's eyes was opened, and the king saw a fourth person in the midst of the fire. They had only cast in three Hebrew men into that fire, but at the end of the day, the king saw four people. He saw a fourth man, which the Bible describes, he had the appearance of what? Of the Son of Man. Like the Son of God, sorry. He had the appearance like the Son of God. Now that appearance like the Son of God means that his appearance must have been glorious, radiant. Something similar to that thing we see in the Alpha and the Omega. He didn't just appear as another, but he appeared with glory. See it? Hallelujah. Let's quickly read it together. Daniel chapter, I just start from Daniel chapter 3 verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning, you know, fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no what? No hurt. And the form of the fourth is like what? The Son of God. See, the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar was open to see the Son of God. Hallelujah. Because how could he have known he was the Son of God? He saw the majesty of the fourth person that was in that fire, and he knew that this was the Son of God. Praise God. And because of that, the three servants were released, and they were greatly honored in Babylon in that day. Praise God. Now, what gave those three servants power over fire? See, the fire could not even burn a strand of their hair. They were untouched. What gave them the power? It's because they stood their ground not to worship that false image that men today worship. Men worship the image of the beast. Men worship the image of the beast and the mark of the beast. But this one stood their ground. It amounts to standing in spirituality, walking in the spirit, confessing the spirit. Christ is the spirit. The Lord is the spirit. All men upon the earth today worship that image. Idol worshippers. All men in this age today are idol worshippers. But there is a people today that God is empowering with power over fire. And these are the people that have recognized the secret of the Son of God. See, hallelujah. When Nebuchadnezzar was seeing the Son of God in that furnace, he was actually seeing the true identities of those three servants who have refused the mark of the beast. It's all about walking in truth, walking in the spirit, recognizing truth, recognizing the way, the life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let every man receive this revelation today. Where we are, we can do nothing against the truth, but can be for the truth. Hallelujah. Let us lay down our lives, our beliefs, and everything that pertains to the old, and take a hold on the new life which is revealed to us today. Hallelujah. That Son of God that Nebuchadnezzar saw is our life. That is the man of the spirit, who is the Son of God, who is not of this world. That is the one who is in the bosom of the Father. Praise God. If we get this secret and stand our ground with patience, continuity in confession of the Christ, allowing the Spirit lead us up every daily, we shall see the peace and the joy of the Lord beyond words to say. Hallelujah. The heavens and the earth will be dissolved. The day of the judgment of Babylon has come. The systems of the world are being destroyed, being dissolved gradually. by that silent, invisible flame. But nothing can come near those who have their eyes stayed on the Spirit, those who have laid down their life as men to unite with the Lord of glory. God bless you.
The sky shall unfold. Prepare hills and trust. The stars shall applaud him. Will thunder abroad. The sweet light in his eyes. Shall enhance those await. We shall behold their face to face. We shall be. We shall be there's to faith all of his glory. We shall shall be
holy.
We shall be holy. Faith to faith. Our Savior, our Lord. we shall